Senti, amico, ormai stiamo in macchina da 3 ore. Ma dove cavolo è questo posto?
Ve l'ho detto che ci voleva un po' di tempo per arrivarci.
Come si chiama il locale?
Si chiama...
Country Bunker Medicine Show.
Ci siamo. Ora eseguiremo un nostro grande successo. Ci auguriamo che vi piaccia.
On the battlefield across the sea, one wet and dismal morn, a heritage was carved in blood and a fighting man was born. On the rugged slopes of Gallipoli, where the digger earned his name, and the admiration of the Turk, Australia is his name. With a careless grin across his lips and a rifle in his hand, he's fought his way throughout the years in jungle or in sand. And proudly wearing on his head the hat they wore to fame, in the blooded test of courage raw, Australia is his name. He's a fighting man of world renown and a cobber of the best. Just like his dad did once before, he's passed in every test. Now once again the drums of war have found him just the same. With the side turned up on this old hat, Australia is his name. There's a mother sits at home and waits in 1,000 different towns, but down inside she's full of pride, her boy won't let her down. For he was born the digger breed, and he'll carry on the name. In the blooded test of courage raw, Australia is his name. On the battlefields across the sea, one wet and dismal morn, a heritage was carved in blood, and a fighting man was born. On the rugged slopes of Gallipoli, where the digger earned his name, and the admiration of the Turk, Australia is his name. And the admiration of the Turk, Australia is his name.
Scusi, ha visto due tizi con vestiti neri, cappelli neri, uno aveva una cartella nera.
Sì, sono andati di là.
No, non ci prenderanno, siamo in missione per conto di Dio.
Loro sono della polizia?
No, signore, musicisti. Sono 126 miglia per Chicago. Abbiamo il serbatoio pieno, mezzo pacchetto di sigarette, è buio e portiamo tutte e due gli occhiali da sole.
Vai!
Perché cavolo siete mascherati da cowboy?
Noi siamo i Good Old Boys!
Voi siete i Good Old Boys?
Howdy all, Lele Guerra here, questo è il Country Bunker Medicine Show, trasmissione in onda tutti i giorni, Radio Icaro in blu 18:20, mezzanotte 20, in streaming icaroplay.it, in podcast countrybunker.it, dove vi propongo i due generi musicali, la musica country e quella western. Oggi ricordiamo l'Australian Day, non festeggio l'Australian Day, saprete perché tra pochi istanti. Abbiamo aperto però la trasmissione con Slim Dusty, il cantante più importante o colui che ha ricevuto più premi in assoluto nella storia della musica australiana e vincitore di 38 Golden Guitar. Australia is the name, il titolo del brano che abbiamo ascoltato. Non vi racconto dell'Australia perché c'è poco da raccontare della storia dell'Australia. Mi piacerebbe invece raccontarvi della storia dei popoli aborigeni che hanno vissuto più di 60.000 anni nel continente australe e per almeno 1.600 generazioni. Ma Il 22 agosto del 1770 il capitano James Cook ha sollevato la Union Jack per rivendicare la metà orientale del continente per la Gran Bretagna, che la utilizzò, come sapete, per impiantarvi delle colonie penali. Il capitano Arthur Phillip arrivò a Sydney con 11 navi il 26 gennaio del 1788 e sollevò la Union Jack per segnalare definitivamente l'inizio della colonia inglese. Si stima che in quell'anno, nel 1788, le popolazioni autoctone contassero tra i 750.000 e 1 milione di abitanti. Oggi, appena il 2% su 26 milioni della popolazione australiana è di etnia aborigena e vive in tribù per la maggior parte sconosciute. Si chiama la Stolen Generation e si riferisce a quei bambini australiani aborigeni e isolani allontanati dalle loro famiglie in modo forzato da parte dei governi federali australiani e dalle missioni religiose con l'obiettivo di rieducarli secondo la cultura dei bianchi. Si tratta di un penoso e ridicolo tentativo di tutelare una popolazione in declino, avviando una vita civile i bambini in mezzo sangue, figli di madre aborigena e padre bianco o viceversa, e confinando in riserve gli aborigeni puro sangue. Questa pratica celava la paura di una mescolanza etnica e la volontà di raggiungere una purezza razziale della quale abbiamo avuto un saggio anche in Europa, considerando la cultura bianca una cultura superiore. Questa operazione si diffonde dalla seconda metà dell'Ottocento per protrarsi per più di un secolo in alcuni luoghi fino agli anni 70. Solo a metà degli anni 90 è stata avviata un'inchiesta che ha definito la pratica come genocidio. Ripeto, genocidio è crimine contro l'umanità. E solamente, ripeto solamente, il 13 febbraio del 2008 il governo australiano ha chiesto scusa agli indigeni per il triste capitolo, considerato da tutti uno dei più clamorosi e anche meno citati casi di razzismo della storia dell'intera umanità ai danni di una popolazione. Questa è l'Australia, non aggiungerò altro. Ci sono cantanti famosi che hanno ottenuto successo negli Stati Uniti. Il più famoso è Keith Urban, Some Days You Gotta Dance.
About 5 to 5 on Friday, and we were all getting ready to go. Oh, yeah. And the boss man started screaming, and his veins began to show. He said, "You and you come with me, 'cause you're gonna have to stay." When my heart was thumping and I was jumping, I had to get away. Coming on. Some days you gotta dance and live it up when you get the chance. 'Cause when the world doesn't make no sense and you're feeling just a little too tense, gotta loosen up those chains and dance. Chance, 'cause when the world doesn't make no sense and you're feeling just a little too tense, gotta loosen up those chains and dance. You gotta loosen up those chains and dance.
Sundays You Gotta Dance, Keith Urban e The Ranch, l'unico album prodotto e pubblicato in Australia, risale al 1997. Bill Chambers è uno dei più conosciuti artisti e musicisti australiani, ha fondato una band dopo il divorzio con la moglie insieme a lei, Dead Ringer Band, ma ha anche avviato una sua carriera solista, ha aperto un'etichetta discografica, ha cantato con Audrey Old Mazira. Nel 2019 è uscito con un album dedicato interamente ad Hank Williams, 1952 You Ain't Never Owned a Gun, Bill Chambers.
My granddaddy was a hunter, he owned a long shotgun, hunted when he was hungry, never bothered anyone. He was proud where he came from. Don't tell me you know what it's like, you ain't never owned a gun. Daddy was born on a small farm, summer 35, learned to hunt with a 22 before he learned to drive. And they were poor, but they had love. You don't know how it was back then, you ain't never owned a gun. Daddy was an honest man, he was straight as a preacher, handed me a shotgun, said, son, I'm gonna teach you, you gotta learn to put it straight, never point it at no one. Maybe you don't understand, you ain't never owned a gun. Raised in a small town, struggling to survive, I headed out on a hunting trip in 1975, rambling around when I was young. Don't you tell me you walked in my shoes, you ain't never owned a gun. Daddy was an honest man, he was straight as a preacher, handed me a shotgun, he said, son, I'm gonna teach you, you gotta learn to point it straight, never point it at no one. Maybe you don't understand, you ain't never owned a gun. Maybe you don't understand, you ain't never owned a gun.
You never owned a gun, Bill Chambers. Probabilmente è più famoso per essere il padre di Nash Chambers e soprattutto di Casey Chambers, che insieme alla ex moglie Diane andavano a formare il gruppo Dead Ringer Band. Quando il gruppo si è sciolto, Casey Chambers ha intrapreso la sua carriera solista, che l'ha portata a raggiungere il primo posto nel Area Album Charts con i suoi 4 album. Casey Chambers e Shane Nicholson, Rake Ruin.
Gotta get rhythm with the wild.
Wreck and Ruin, Casey Chambers and Shane Nicholson. John Williamson è uno dei vecchi musicisti appartenenti alla musica country and western o folk australiana. Non ci sono tradizioni, tutto ciò che hanno preso è il country statunitense, anche se John Williamson afferma di voler portare avanti nelle sue canzoni un pezzo di cultura australiana. John Williamson, Don't Do Like I Do.
My mama met my daddy back in 1959. She was fresh out of junior high and he was fresh out of his mind. She liked to watch him drink his whiskey from a mason jar. They got married late one night in the back seat of his car. I was born and life was young and the world was new and free. And alcohol and the local law took my daddy away from me. 90 days on the state highway and he was home again. He stood 6'4" in the back screen door and he looked at me and grinned and he said, "Don't be like me, boy. Don't wind up a fool. Do like I say, son, don't do like I do. Don't do like I do." My mama and my daddy did their best to raise me right. With the wolf at the door in 74, the money was getting tight. Daddy got a gun and he found someone more money than they had since. Now it's license plates and visitation dates and a 12-foot barbed wire fence. And he says, "Don't be like me, boy. Don't wind up a fool. Do like I say, son. Don't do like I do. Don't do like I do." Drink a little more than I should, and I'm subject to roam. I come stumbling in with a stupid grin, and my boy just looks at me. And then the dumbest words I ever heard are all that I can say when I say, "Don't be like me, boy. Don't wind up a fool. Do like I say, son, don't do like I do." I say, "Don't be like me, boy. Don't wind up a fool. Do like I say, son, don't do like I do. Don't do like I do. Don't do like I do, boy. Don't do like I do."
Don't Look Like I Do per John Williamson. Tom Curtin ha proseguito quello che era iniziato come un canto intorno a un Falkenberg, pubblicando un paio d'album tra il 2004 al 2007. Di professione faceva l'addestratore di cavalli per un allevamento e ad un certo punto ha deciso di smettere con la musica e di intraprendere il suo lavoro come un'impresa di famiglia. Il lavoro è andato a gonfie vele fino a quando in Australia non è arrivato il divieto di esportazione di carne viva nel 2011. Questo lo ha portato a cambiare letteralmente il piano del suo investimento e ha fondato un'impresa turistica nel 2013 nella sua proprietà, dove si poteva andare andare a fare un'esperienza di natura a cavalcare i cavalli. Dopo un decennio lontano dalla musica, nel novembre del 2017 è tornato con il suo terzo album, Territory Time, che ha debuttato al primo posto nelle classifiche country australiane. Tom Curtin, Horse Trailer.
Horse Taylor, he worked the channel country out where the short on cattle roll. Just 14, hobble chains in a pack saddle, it was all they'd ever know. It was nighttime, round the campfire, listening to the yarns and drinking strong black Billy tea. Night watchman, the cattle were camped up. Young Horse Taylor, he laid down his head to dream. Through the darkness, keep on riding, riding, little boy. To the daylight, through the darkness, wherever you arrive, keep on riding, little boy. No one could tell you what spooked those bullocks. Could have been a dingo, could have been a curlew making a fuss. They up and floated, they talked the horses with them. Young Horse Taylor, he lay choking in their dust. Untied the night horse, boot in the stirrup, clinging to the saddle, let the old horse have his head. Until the first light, eyes of the night horse, guided through the country where the horses sit. Coming on, his horse was tiring, thought he could see him, couldn't turn around until his job was done. Some say he made it, and some say he perished, and some say he disappeared when his tracks got blown away. I know that horse Taylor, he's still out there, just 14 and he's still riding to this day. Come in it.
Through the darkness, keep on riding, riding, little boy. To the daylight, through the darkness, wherever you will ride. Keep on riding, little boy. Keep on riding, little boy. Keep on riding, riding. Keep on riding, little boy.
Horse Trailer, Tom Curtin. Dan Perrett è uno degli artisti della scena musicale country australiana, cosiddetta, apro sempre e chiudo sempre virgolette, tradizionale australiana, conosciuta al meglio come Bush Ballad, che si rifà ai grandi del bluegrass gospel. Dan Perrett, da Kind Season, Six Decks to Darwin.
Six decks to Darwin, hauling up the Duncan Road. I just rolled out of Newry with a load of top-end gold. Heading for the export ships, those drovers of the sea. Six decks bound for Darwin, big heart of the territory. On the stations in the top end, they are mustering the steers. A live export out of Wyndham and the Darwin Harbour piers. So we got the road trains rolling and we're heading now to load. In this fabled series, Kenworth, I power up the road. When the soft grey light of morning comes a-creeping through the sky, trailers are a rattin' as we load the cattle high. 180 head of Brahmin beauties are ready for the ride. And to tell you that I love the job should come as no surprise. Yeah, I got six decks to Darwin hauling up the Buntine Road. Just rolled out of Canfield with a load of top-end gold. Heading for the export ships, those drovers of the sea. Six decks bound for Darwin, big heart of a territory. Let them roll. Glance back in my mirrors where the trailers track behind. I see a dust cloud rising and filling up the sky. I'll stop to check the cattle now and then along the way. Then when we hit the bitumen, the wind'll fill our sails. From the red dust and the ranges to the ocean deep and blue, you'll hear the old girl growling as the gear shift changes through. There's the song of travelling cattle to the rhythm of the rope, while the horses neath the bonnet knuckle down and bear the load. Yeah, I got six decks to Darwin hauling up the Barclay Road. Just rolled out of Lake Nash with a load of top-end gold. Heading for the export ships, those drovers of the sea. Six decks bound for Darwin, big heart of the territory. Six decks to Darwin hauling up the Duncan Road. Just rolled out of Rosewood with a load of top-end gold. Heading for the export ships, those drovers of the sea. Six decks bound for Darwin, big heart of the territory.
Six decks to Darwin, Dan Perrette. Haram Harvey ha venduto oltre 500.000 di dischi fino a questo momento in carriera, è stato nominato 5 volte per un Area Music Award e ha vinto 9 chitarre d'oro ai Country Music Award of Australia. Haram Harvey, Highway Number 1.
Highway Number 1 goes on forever. Once you hit the road, it never ends. Just ask anyone who's ever been there. You go around once and you'll go around again. Don't go looking in the rearview mirror, thinking about the things you haven't done. Caravan, campervan, get there anywhere you can. I'll see you out on Highway Number 1. Starts off with a strange, uneasy feeling. You're doing things outside the old routine. Instead of reading Better Homes and Gardens, you're getting lost in travel magazines. Then one day you wake up humming on the road again. That's when you know it's time to go. Highway Number 1 goes on forever. Once you hit the road, it never ends. Just ask anyone who's ever been there. You go around once and you go around again. Don't go looking in the rearview mirror, thinking about the things you haven't done. Caravan, campervan, get there any way you can. I'll see you out on Highway Number 1. Song of freedom, looking through your windscreen at the world. Oh, every night there's new stars on the ceiling and a big backyard to greet at every turn. Next thing you're thinking as you face the road ahead, I wish I'd known years ago. Pacific through Savannah Way, Great Northern, Northwest. Now you're in WA, head down the south, the west, and then the south goes in the air. Oh, 15,000 K's all up and hey, you're still not there. Highway number one goes on forever. Once you hit the road, it never ends. Just ask anyone who's ever been there. You go around once and you'll go around again. Don't go looking in the rearview mirror, thinking about the things you...
Highway number one, Adam Harvey.
Caravan, campervan.
Da Melbourne arriva Ben Maswick, si definisce un cosmic country rocker, si rifà apertamente al suono country degli anni 70 e anche dalle sue visioni lisergiche di quel periodo. Ben Maswick, Facet of the Diamond.
Taking in everything that he could, hear them folks singing, every facet of the diamond, every angle to the old sound, with every song that he found, he filed it away. And he swore that he'd come back someday and chip away at that town, get back down with the old crowd. And he rarely gave attention to the troubles of his heart. Yeah, but city life was busy. Yes, city life can be, making money, making honey with the lovers going around. Yeah, but every now and then, you know, he'd pour himself a whiskey, pick away at his guitar until he found that sound. And he swore that he'd come back someday and chip away at that town, get back down with the old crowd and get along the way. But the city held him down in a life too rough to mention, and he rarely gave attention to troubles of his heart. A song has a way of holding things you barely even know, and the facets of the diamond reflect pieces of the heart. But he never hit that highway, 'cause the city had its own way. But the songs he left behind him traveled on beyond the dark. And he swore that he'd come back someday and chip away at that town, get back down with the old crowd and get along the way. But the city held him down in a life too rough to mention, attention to the troubles of his heart.
Facets of the Diamond, Ben Maswick, nella nuova generazione di cantanti dei due generi australiani, colui che prediligo è Blake Dentyre, uscito nel 2022 con Dry Season, questa è la title track.
Got an itch I need a scratch. Nothing makes it go away. There's just something therapeutic about rolling up a J. Tried every number in my black book. They're all saying one thing. There's been a change in the weather, so I better settle in. 'Cause it's dry, supply. Ain't seen any grain, been keeping my nose clean. Cause it's dry, season. I've tried my old friend alcohol, and that bastard nicotine. They don't seem to hit the spot, if you know what I mean. I don't mess around with hard stuff, it'll make you go insane. Just roll me up a fat one, full of good old Mary Jane. Cause it's dry, can't keep my supply. Ain't seen any green, been keeping my nose clean. Cause it's dry season.
My supply.
Ain't seen any grain, been keeping my nose clean. Cause it's dry season, can't keep my supply. Ain't been any fun waiting on the rain to come. Cause it's dry.
Dry Season, Blake Dentier. Quest'oggi abbiamo ricordato l'Australia Day, ma soprattutto approfitto di questa giornata del 26 di gennaio per ricordarvi il genocidio perpetrato prima dagli inglesi e poi dal governo australiano sugli indigeni che hanno popolato quella terra per generazioni e generazioni, di loro ne è rimasta una piccolissima traccia. Questo è lo scopo della mia giornata, oltre che farvi ascoltare della musica australiana. Sarò qui domani 18:20, mezzanotte e 20, Radio Icarin Blu, sempre sulla pagina countrybunker.it per il podcast e in streaming icaroplay.it. That's all folks, da Lele Guerra è tutto, ma non posso salutarvi se non vi ho ricordato prima un grandissimo e importantissimo anniversario che cade il 26 di gennaio. Nel 1979 la CBS mandava in onda proprio in questo giorno la prima puntata, il primo episodio della serie televisiva The Dukes of Hazzard, serie che andò in onda fino all'8 febbraio del 1985 per un totale di 147 episodi che io ho raccolto tutti e posseggo nella mia collezione. Uno dei telefilm che mi ha cambiato letteralmente la vita. Concludiamo con il tema, quello vero, non quello che si ascoltava in Italia, della serie televisiva. Waylon Jennings, Team from the Dukes of Hazzard. Ciao a tutti, a domani.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, yeah. Flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow. Woo!
my mama loved me. But she don't understand to keep a showing my hands and not my face on TV.
Questo è tutto per stasera. Siete sciolti e liberi, non fate complimenti. Non è che vi cacciamo via, ma qui forse devono chiudere, perciò vi salutiamo.
Move em on.
Hit em up.
Hit em up.
Move em on.
Move em on.
Hit em up.
Raw hard. Cut em out.
Ride em in.
Ride em in.
Cut em out.
Cut em out. Ride em in raw hard.
Raw hard. Tagliamo la corda che è meglio.